Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra daf Yud Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Jeremy and Adina Herskowitz, Le'iloi Nishmas, Adina's grandmother, Seal Rosenzweig, Sivya Yita Bastov Barrel Alea Shalom, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah from the Zuchus of our learning. We are holding on the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're at the two dafs on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We were just discussing if a person wants to open up a new Pesach in a Mavui. So whether the other B'nai Mavui are allowed to be Ma'akev Alav and say, no, you're increasing traffic through the Mavui, you're changing the entire traffic pattern through the Mavui, and therefore you're not allowed to open up a new Pesach in the Mavui. So we're going to discuss, what if there was a pre-existing Pesach and you want to reopen the Pesach? What if the pre-existing Pesach was not just closed, but it was Paratzes Petzima? If you took away any remnant of any doorpost in the previous Pesach, do we now assume that it's a brand new entity? And we're going to discuss a similar idea when it comes to the laws of Tumah and Tahara as well. And then the Gemara is going to get back into the issue of a Sada She Yesh Badin Chaluka versus Ein Badin Chaluka. We had the Shita of the Machlokas in the Mishnah, whether Tisha Kabin Lazeh V'Tisha Kabin Lazeh or Tisha Chatzai Kabin Lazeh V'Tisha Chatzai Kabin Lazeh. How much is a Din Chaluka in a Sada? And we're going to try to explain that machlokas, as well as discuss other types of areas, what the nature of a din chalukah would be in other types of areas. Then the Gemara is going to tell us what changed once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, aside from the fact that we can no longer do avodah, we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash, how we no longer have nevuah. Who has nevuah? Was it given to the chachamim? We're going to relate the possibility that chachamim have some level of nevuah, that perhaps shotim and tinokos have some level of nevuah. We're going to quote a couple of Ma'amarim in the name of Rabbi Avdimi de Minchefa, that are just because he's the Baal Maimer on the Nevuah issue, so we're going to quote him on some other issues as well. And then we're going to discuss the Chalukas Ha'achim B'Yerusha Saviyam, the brothers dividing up the Yerusha of their father, when you have a Bechor and a Pashut, and how they divide up the estate, not just in terms of percentages, but in terms of location of the different areas of the estate that they divide up with each other. So let us begin. We're at Tav Yud Aleph Amud Beis, at the two dots, five lines from the bottom of the page. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, we according to the Braisa previously, if the door was closed and you want to reopen a previously existing door into the Mavui, the B'nai Mavui cannot stop you from doing that. So that's only if when you close off the door you didn't entirely remove the door post. But once you take away any remnant whatsoever of the door post, then the B'nai Mavui can tell you that you're not allowed to reopen the door, because that's not called reopening, that's as if you are opening the door me'ikara. Amalei Abaye L'Rava Tani D'Mesayelach. He says, I'll bring you a raya from a brisa. The brisa says, Bayu Sasum Yeshlo Dalet Amos, Paras says Petimav, Ein Lo Dalet Amos. That a Bayu Sasum that had a Pesach into a chatzar, and you closed off the Pesach when you divide that chatzar. So we learned yesterday that each Pesach into the chatzar gets Dalet Amos. So just because you closed off the door, you don't lose that Dalet Amos, you still get Dalet Amos. But if your parent says Petzima, if you take away the mezuzos, you take away the mashko, if you take away the entire remnant of a doorway, then you don't get Dalet Amos in the chatzar, because you are showing that you are removing the doorway entirely, and therefore you're being mafkir those Dalet Amos. If you were not interested in being mafkir those Dalet Amos, you would not have been parents as Petzima. The Rishonim write that Paris is Petzimav, you only lose the Dalet Amos by the Pesach, but the Yerchelek and the rest of the Chatzar you don't lose. And that's what the Ramah Paskins and Chalosh Mishpat, Simen Kufayin Beis, Si'if Zayin. The Ramban and the Rush explain that the Dalet Amos of the Pesach are not entirely yours, meaning when we say that each person gets Dalet Amos by their Pesach, it doesn't mean that they are the sole owner of those Dalet Amos. It's just they have a Zuchus Hishtamshus in those Dalet Amos. That's what the Gemara was saying yesterday. We said, my time, what's the whole reason that you have those Dalet Amos? It's to help you load Mishum Piruk Maso. It's all because of Piruk Masal, that's what we said on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. That means that the whole kinyan you have is Piruk Masal. So therefore, when you take away the Pesach, you're taking away that Zuchus. But when they divided up the rest of the Chatzer, which is yours, it's Mamish your kinyan, Mechila doesn't change anything. So even if we hold that this is a Mechila, Mechila is not a kinyan. Mechila is not going to be makne anything to anybody else. So that's how the Ramban and the Rush explain this din. However, the Ramah, Reish Mem Hei, explains that the Dalet Amos and Pesach are yours because of the Pesach. So when you're sosin the Pesach, the Bailus is gone. The rest of the Chatzar is yours not because of the Pesach, it's yours because of the Kinyan. And that is not going to be gone when you remove the Pesach. So he explains it slightly differently, that it's not that it was never yours. It was yours, but it wasn't yours as a result of a Kinyan. It was yours as a result of a reality of a Pesach being there. Once that reality is not true, once that reality doesn't exist, and there is no Pesach there, memela, it's not yours. Then the Braisa tells us another din. What if a person, we'll leave out the parentheses, by yisasum, you have a house that's closed off, and there's a mace in the house. Eino mitame kol svivav. The house is not mitame, the four amos around it, like a kever is normally mitame. The house is only mitame keneged the Pesach, but not the four amos around it. What's this din of four amos around a house being tame? So this is a gzera of four amos around a kever rather being tame. The Chum made a gzera that a kever amase and a mase itself is mitame the four amos around it, so that people who eat taros won't get in the habit of getting too close to the kever, because then they might be mahil without realizing it. That's how Rashi explains. So paras es petzimav, metami kol svivav. But once it's paras es petzimav, then the house is totally closed off, so then it has a regular din of a kever, and it's metame kol svivav. It's metame all around it. Why should it make a difference? So when there's a mace in a house, and there's a doorway to the house, the mace is ultimately going to be taken out through that doorway. So even though the doorways may be locked, all the kalim, the doorways may be closed, all the kalim underneath any awning over that doorway are going to be tame because of sof tuma latzes. Once it's parasets petzimav, though, then we assume that it's like a kever, because there is no sof tuma latzes, because there's no doorway for it to go through, and therefore it becomes like a kever where the dalet amos around it are tame. Now this din of dalet amos around something being like the thing itself is really a din that applies in more places than just Tumah. We have Dalet Amos Shel Adam Arkona Lo La'Adam. The Dalet Amos of a person are Kona for a person. We have even on a Daraisa level, the Mishnah, the halacha is by Shabbos that there's a malacha called Hotza'ah. Hotza'ah means Merishos L'Rishos. When the Mishnah Shabbos Ayin Gimel lists the Lametas Malachos, it only says Hotza'ah Merishos L'Rishos, from one Rishos to another. But we know that there are three types of Hotza'ah. There's Rishos Yachid to Rishos Ram, there's Rishos Ram to Rishos Yachid, and there's Dalet Amos in a Rishos Ram. So asks the Ram, how can you say Hotza'ah Merishos L'Rishos is the Av Malacha? You have an Av Malacha of Dalet Amos in a Rishos Ram. Says the Ram, no, Dalet Amos Shel Adam is his makom, and therefore it's considered mirishos l'rishos when you go beyond that dalet amos. The Ran says the Gemara says actually that is a halach l'moshe misinai, that the dalet amos shel adam is his. So we have which would make it a din daraisa. So called the tikkun rabbanu ken daraisa tikkunim, when they needed to be mesakin tuma, they had to determine where the tuma is going to extend to. They went to that din daraisa of dalet amos shel adam being a person's rishus. That din daraisa exists elsewhere as well on a daraisa level. By get, dalet amos is kona for a person, a get. That when you dalet amos shel adam kona lo by other things, by mitzia, was only takana derabbanan. That's a beferish gemara about mitzia, because we don't want people jumping on it and fighting for it and scratching and clawing. So the first guy to get within dalet amos is kona, the mitzia. But dalet amos being kona, a get, dalet amos working for a get, that's a din daraisa. So you see, that this idea, this notion of Dalet Amos around something belonging to that area, it comes up in a number of different places. Okay, so you have this second element, this second application of Paratz as Pesimov in the laws of Tumah and Tahara. Amar Rav Baruchanam Rav Yochanan, Mavuos HaMefulashos Li'Aracheres. If you have Mavuos, you have these alleyways, these streets that are opened on both ends, and people pass through them to get to another city, Ubikshu B'nei Ha'ir L'Sosman, and the people in that city want to close the outlet into their city to stop people from the other city from getting through into their city. B'nei Ha'ir Ma'akvin Aleihen, the people in the other city are able to stop them. They can say, no, you can't close it up. We always had this Pesach. We've always been able to have unrestricted travel through this Mavoi to the city. You cannot now restrict us. Lomi Bayikileka Darka Achrina Demakvi. Obviously, if there's no other way to travel, then certainly they could be Ma'akev Elafilu Ki'ika Darka Achrina Nami Ma'akvi. Even if there is another way, they could still stop them. Mishum Rav Yehuda Merav. This is, and we can derive this halacha based on Rav Yehuda Merav taught us. Da Amar, Rav Yehuda Merav taught us, and we had the sugya Baba Kamadav Chavchas a while ago, Meitzar Shechziku Barabim. If you have a piece of land that the masses have already had a chazaka that they pass through that land, even though it doesn't belong to them, asa lekalkalo. You're not allowed to destroy that passageway, because the Bailim of that karka knew very well that people were using that passageway. He didn't say anything, so that's considered a mechila. That's how the Rashbam is going to explain on Daf Kuf Amid Aleph. So the Rishonim write, Tosfos over here in Dibra Maskel Meitzer, that this din is only when the Rabbim were machzik birishus of the balakarka. But if they just pass by shalom birishus, so he can, then he's able to stop them. The Bir Agra suggests that Rashi's shita is different. Bir Agra in Choshem Mishpat Simshinayin Zayin is medayik in Rashi Babakam Daf Chavches, that even if Ichziku Rabbim shalom birishus balakarka, he's not allowed to remove them. He's not allowed to stop them. So that seems to be a machlokas rishonim. But bottom line is that here's an example of a situation where you can't stop something that has already been happening because it's muchzak to already be permitted. Amar Rav Anan, Amar Shmuel, Mavuos Hamfulash on the Rishus Rabim, Ubikshu B'nei Mavuos Lahamadlan Delasos, B'nei Rishus Rabim Ma'akfen Alein. If you have alleyways, streets that open up into Rishus Rabim, and those who live in that Mavoi want to set up doors by the entrance of the Mavoi so that the B'nei Rishus Rabim will not spill over into the Mavoi, the B'nei Rishus Rabim can stop them, that you cannot put up those doorways because we've always been using these Mavuos, and therefore you can't stop us now. So Savramina, when they heard this halacha, they originally thought Hani Mili Barba Amos. The Shmuel was talking about when the B'nei Mavuos wanted to set up the Lassos within Dalet Amos of the end of the Mavoi, the Dalet Amos closest to the Rosh Hashanah. But apparently they assumed if you want to set up the Lassos in the Mavoi further than Dalet Amos inside of the Mavoi, so that the B'nai Rosh Hashanah can't stop you from using deep into the Mavoi, a little spillover from the Rosh Hashanah up to Dalet Amos, okay, but all the way into the Mavoi, that the B'nai Rosh Hashanah shouldn't be able to stop you. Rabbi Zeir Amar Rav Nachman, Damar Rabbi Zeir Amar Rav Nachman, Abra Amos HaSmuchos Rosh Hashanah, Kresh Hashanah Damian. Because Rabbi Zeir Amar Rav Nachman said that the four Amos closest to the Rosh Hashanah is like a Rosh Hashanah itself. What does it mean it's like a Rosh Hashanah? Lagabe, what halacha? So certainly we're suggesting that we're using some other halacha as a model for this halacha of where the B'nai Rosh Hashanah are allowed to be ma'akev. But what's that other halacha? What was the original context of Rabbi Zeir Amar Rav Nachman? It was in the context of Tumah and Tahara. That the halacha is, anytime you have a Savik Tumah, it depends whether you're Rosh Hashanah. Is tame. So any Savik Tumah that's found in the first Dalet Amos of a Mavoi is considered like a Rishus Harabin. So that's where the B'nai Rosh Hashanah could stop you from setting up Delasos. But beyond the Dalet Amos, it's not a Rishus Harabin, and therefore the B'nai Rosh Hashanah are not able to stop you from setting up Delasos. So the Gemara says, but that is not the correct understanding of Shmuel. Velohi. That is not correct, meaning even if they want to set up the delassos in the mavoi, well into the mavoi, beyond Dalet Amos, Shmuel holds the Bnei Rosh Hashanah are able to stop them. Hasam linyan tuma, aval hacha, zimnin dedachi Bnei Rosh Hashanah va'eli tuva. Over there, when it comes to tuma, we say that only the Dalet Amos closest to the Rosh Hashanah has a din of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because the Bnei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim are only commonly found within those Dalet Amos. But so that's what would give it the status of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim being commonly found within that area. But over here, when it comes to setting up the lassos, it doesn't have to be so common. Every once in a while, the Bnei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim will penetrate all the way beyond the Dalet Amos, and that's enough to create a cheskas ishtamshus, that they have a chazaka that they're allowed to use the entire mavoi, and therefore you're not allowed to take away that usage of the mavoi. So the Mishnah had said that according to the Tanakhama, you can only divide up a sada if each person is going to get 9 kavin. But Rabbi Yehuda said tisha chatzai kavin. Says Gemara v'lo pligi marki asrei umarki asrei. It sounds like they're arguing, but they're not. Each one is expressing according to based on the place where they live. In the Tanakhama's location, the karka apparently was not as fertile, it was not as strong, and therefore it wasn't kedai to be toreach on a field that was less than 9 kavin. So he says that's what the definition of a din chalukah is. But apparently Rabbi Yehuda lived in a place where the fields were much more fertile and much more capable of producing, so it was kedai, it was worth one's time to work on a field, even if you're only going to get 4.5 kavin. Bibavel, so what about in Bavel, where the karka is not so great? Mai, so what's the din? How large of an area would we say is yesh badin chalukah versus zain badin chalukah? Amar Rav Yosef, beiradu yoma, if after the chalukah each one has enough space to plow a day's worth of a shor pulling a plow, so then they that would be yesh badin chalukah. Otherwise, not. And the reason is because you can't rent out oxen for harisha unless you're going to pay for a whole day. So you're going to pay for a whole day of using an ox for harisha, and then you're only going to use a half a day. That's an inefficient use of money, and therefore no one would deem that as being worth it. So that's going to be the definition of a din chalukah. My beiradu yoma, what day of harisha are we talking about? I yoma zara, if we're talking about the harisha that's done at the shas hazria, that the karka is easily plowed at that point because it's already been plowed once after the ketsira, it's already been plowed once after the previous harvest. So tre yoma krava lohavi, you don't have 2 days of harisha during the days of the katsir, meaning a harisha that's done after the katsira, that's done after the harvesting, when the karka is very dry and when the karka is very hard, will take a lot longer than 1 day if that same size field would take 1 day during the shazria, but it will take less than 2 days. So anyway, you're going to be losing out on the day rental of a shar, because you're not going to get a full 2 days of rental in the shas ksira. Vi yoma karva, yoma dezara lohavi. And if we're saying a full day of rental during the days of ksira, then when the karka is very hard, well then when the karka is softer and it's the time of zriya, you're not going to get a full day's worth of work out of the shor. So how can we say 1 day is the geder? If it's just 1 day, you're going to be losing out in terms of the payment of the rental of that shor. So it says, iba yisema yoma de karva, de karavatani. Maybe Rav Yosef tried to tell us, we're talking about the harisha is done at the shas haktzira, and we're talking by shazria, they would be chorish the karka twice, once before the zria, so that it'll be easy to plant, and a second time after the zria to cover up the seeds that they just put in the ground. So those two harishos put together equal the time that it takes of doing one harisha at the shas ktsira, and therefore will turn out to be a full day. Or maybe we mean that it's yom adzara, that it's a day of harisha on the time of planting, ba'aduri, and we could say that we're talking about karka that's very hard and that has that's hilly, where there's a tremendous tircha in being harish at the shas haktsir. So we said that the way it normally works out is that harisha shas haktsir takes longer than harisha b'shas hazria, but not twice as long. Yeah, but if the karka is hilly and the karka has ditches in it, then it will take twice as long. So maybe that's what we're talking about. Okay, says Gemara, davla. If you have a bar that that people get water from to water the fields, so how large does it have to be in order for shutfim to force each other to split it? Amar Rav Nachman be dalu yoma. You need the shear that each of the shutfim is able to water his fields by having a poel work the entire day. If it's not large enough that a poel is going to be able to work the entire day, you're not going to be able to hire a worker to work for a half a day, so it would be a very inefficient use of his funds, and therefore that is not a din chaluka. Pardesa, if you have a vineyard in Eretz Yisrael, how big does it have to be in order for shutfim to be able to force each other? Amar Rav Shmuel, bas shloshes kavin. If it has enough space to plant three kav, for each shutaf, that's large enough to have a yesh b'din chaluka. Tani nami hachi, and we have a brisa that defines the shear of a kerem similarly. Homer l'chaveiro, minas b'kerem, ani mochelach. If someone says, I am selling you my chelek in a kerem, but he doesn't say how large of a chelek. Sumchus omer l'yivchus mishlosh ha-kabin. Sumchus says you have to give him at least three kabin, because that is the minimum useful size of a kerem. Amar Rabbi Yossi, ein elu el devrei nevius. Rabbi Yossi says there's no reason for Sumchus to suggest that random number. He's like a navi who doesn't have to give any reason for any raya for what he's saying, so we shouldn't listen to Sumchus over here. Because he, in fact, is not a navi, obviously. So he's just making up a number out of thin air. So the Gemara says, "Bavolai, shutvim that come to divide a vineyard in Bavel, where the karka again is not as strong, and it's not, it would not be worthwhile to work the karka if it were the same size as Eretz Yisrael. So how large of a piece of land? So Amarava Barkisna Tlas Atziasa Bnei Treso Gufni. If there are three clusters of grapes, which each one has 12 vines, then you split it. Kiyechi Derapik Gavra Biyoma, because that's the amount of time that a person would take to dig up that area in a single day. So you want to be able to pay a worker a full day's worth of work. So once we quoted Rabbi Yossi's comment on Sumchus, where he said "Ein elu el divrei nevius," which was just an expression that he used to say, you know, you didn't really explain yourself. So we're now going to, this is the way Talmud Bavli is sometimes, we're now going to segue into discussions about nevius, about how nevius works and how nevius changed over time. Am Rabbi Avdimi demin chayfa miyom shecharav beis hamikdash nitla nevuah min neviim v'nitla lechachanim. From the day the beis hamikdash was destroyed, nevuah was taken from the neviim and instead was given to the Chachamim. Obviously, we're talking about the first Beis HaMikdash, because in the second Beis HaMikdash they already didn't have Nevuah. So we're saying, so the Nevuah was given instead to the Chachmei HaTorah, that through their own Seichel they're able to derive things and to learn things, the Ritva explains, that previously would have only been able to be derived through Nevuah. It does not mean that Chachamim are Nevi'im, it means that through their Chachma they're able to teach us things that otherwise we would not have been able to learn except for Nevuah. Reminds me a little bit of what the Gemara says, that Bimei Evlo Shel Moshe, that a certain number of halachos were forgotten. What does halachos mean? So most Rishonim understand it means halachos to Moshe Misinai. There were halachos that were mamish given to Moshe Misinai through his Nevuah. And then Chazru V'yistum. How are they Chazru V'yistum? Al pi the Yudgum Mishatar and Dresh Ben. Chacham came along and were miyaseh those halachos, but that was based on Chachma. That was not based on Nevuah. That's what some of the Achronim suggest, that you have two categories of halachah l'moshe misinai. There's halachah l'moshe misinai that we've had dar achar dar, shiurin, chatitin, mechitin. We can trace it all the way back l'moshe misinai, and that's the kind of halachah l'moshe misinai the Rambam writes in three different places in Pirush Mishnah, Sefer HaMitzvos and Hilchos Mamrim, that you can't have a machlokas about such halachah l'moshe misinai. That's pure mesora. But then there's another type of halachah l'moshe misinai with shachum v'chazur v'yastum, which is that we forgot them and we now have it through our own chachma, not through halach l'moshe misinai. That you could actually have machlokas about, but that speaks to the koach hachachamim to bring us back things that otherwise could not have been learned through nevuah. So says Gemara, atu chacham lav navihu, is a chacham not roy to be a navi? Why do we say that the nevuah initially wasn't with chacham? Who were the neviim originally? Originally weren't they chacham? It's as if we're saying, oh, there used to be a group of people called neviim who were not chachamim. after the Churban Abayis, now the Nevuah left those people and went instead to the Chavim. Now, Hachikamar, Afal Pishanutla Min Nevi'im, Min HaChacham Lo Nitla. Even though it was taken away from Nevi'im who happened to have not been Chachamim, it was not taken away from the Chachamim in the sense that the Chachamim, like we said, are still able to derive certain things that previously would have only been derived from Nevuah. But it certainly makes it sound like that prior to the Churban Abayis, there were certain Nevi'im that were not Chachamim. That's how Rashi seems to explain. The Ramban says, how could that possibly be? That prior to the Churban Abayis, there were Chachamim who were, there were Nevi'im who were not Chachamim? What about Shabbos Daf Tzadi Beis, Nedarim Daf Lamed Ches, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashar Shechinoso, Ela Al, Chacham, Gibor, Ashir, but the first quality is a Chacham. So the Ramban writes that Yesh Mitartzim, that there are those that say, and the Rosh and the Shidun Betzis actually say this, that it's Bekvius HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mashra Shechina on someone unless he has those qualities. But every once in a while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mashra Shechina and will give Nevuah to someone who doesn't have all of those qualities. But the Ramban rejects that. He says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly would not give Nevuah to anyone who's not a Chacham. What Rav Dimi means to say is, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesalik the Nevuah Min HaNevi'im, which is on things that a person would not be able to get to achieve through his own Chachma, and he's Megala B'Mareu B'Chazon, but he did not take away the Nevuah from the Chachamim, meaning things that you're able to achieve through your own Chachma, like we explained before. Amar Amemar, V'Chacham Adif Minavi. What a person is able to achieve through his own Chachma is even greater than a Navi. Shenemar, V'Navi Levav Chachma. Mi Nitla B'mi. Who is used as the model for who? Havi Omer, Katan Nitla B'Gadol. So with the Katan is always taller than the Gadol. So here also, the Pasuk is taller than Navi in the Chacham. So you say that the Navi is like the Chacham. The Navi has a heart of a Chacham. So you see that the Chacham is even greater than the Navi. Amar Abaye Teide, he says, I'll prove to you that Nevuah resides with Chachmei HaTorah, Damar Gavar Rabbi Milsa, because it happens all the time. Sometimes an Adam Gadol B'Torah will say something using his Chachmas HaTorah, U'Mesabim Mishmei to Gavar Rabbi Achrina, Kavasei, and it turns out that another Gavar Rabbi said the same thing. So clearly there's some sort of Nevuah at work, because it's coming down to two people at the same time. By other areas of Chachma, you don't have at the same time that two different people are saying the same thing. So clearly it must be that there's some Nevuah at work. I'm a Rav Maikushev, Dilma Travai, Bnei Chad Mazlan Ninu. That tells you that it's Nevuah. Maybe they both have similar ways of thinking. They both they have similar minds. All right, great minds think alike, the expression goes. Ella, I'm a Rav Teida. He says, no, I'll tell you what the real right is. Because sometimes a person will say something and they'll say the same thing in the name of Rabbi Akiva Bar Yosef, and that's an entirely different thing. Why? Says Rashi, you can't say that anyone's brain works like Rabbi Akiva's. Rabbi Akiva's brain was so different, he was so spectacular that no one else's brain worked like Rabbi Akiva's. Every once in a while you have a chacham like that in a generation where it's like most of the Talmidei Chachamim got there through hard work and ample intelligence, but mostly a lot of hard work. But every once in a while, there's just a brain that functions on a different level. The Rugged Shavri, the Vilna Gaon, it's heads and shoulders above the rest of the generation. So that was Rabbi Akiva. There was no way that anyone else was Bnei Chad Mazel with Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rav Ashi, my Kusha Dilma Lahamilsa Bar Mazlehu. Look, you may not be. We may not be Rabbi Akiva's, but we may have one chiddush, one chap. That's a Rabbi Akiva like chap, right? Every once in a while, you have a Talmud who says something so brilliant. You say, it's like a chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eger. The kid's not Rabbi Akiva Eger. It's just that the one chap is like a Rabbi Akiva Eger. So, Ella Maravashi, Teda, Damar Gavra. So, you want to know what the real raya is that a chacham is better? Is that chachma works through Nevuah? Is Damar Gavra Rabbi Milsa Masamra Alach Loshimi Sinai Kavasei? Someone will say something and it will turn out to be Alach Moshe Mitzrayim, like he said, like we were just describing before, that's the idea, that's exactly the idea. Things that used to have to come with Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, we're now able to derive from our own seichel, but from our own chachma. But that has to come with a little koach hanavuah. So it says Gemara v'dilma kasuma baruba. Maybe it was a lucky guess. Maybe it was you just had no idea, but it was a lucky guess. So v'lav tam yahiv. So Gemara says no, it can't be kasuma baruba, because when a chacham says something, he explains himself. Otherwise, we tell him it's just divrei nevius, right? He explains where he got it from. So if he's explaining where he got it from, it's obviously not a lucky guess. It's obviously for real. Okay, once we mention this idea of nevuah being given to chachamim, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash, Nitl nevuah min nevi'im, v'nitl shotim v'tinokos. Another idea that nevuah was given to shotim and tinokos. Now that's a little different than other nevuahs. Nevuahs and nevi'im is through HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Malachim. The Marsha explains nevuahs shotim v'tinokos is through a shade. Nevuah is shorah al shotim v'tinokos through some other koach, meaning, but it's not through them being chachamim and giborim and ashirim and, you know, all of the qualities that a nevuah needs. L'shotim mahi, what do we mean that it's that nevuah is given to shotim? Ki adam mar bar avashi, like the story that happened with mar bar avashi, davakai beristaka de machoza. He was in the shuk of the city of machoza. Shamelu shota de kamer, and he heard a shota that was saying reish mesifta de malach b'masa mechasya. The rosh yeshiva that's going to be appointed in masa in mechasya, the city of mechasya, tavyu mechasim. He signs his names on his letters tavyume. So Amar mar bar avashi said to himself, man chasim tavyume b'rabanan. Who amongst my rabbinic colleagues signs their names Tavyumi? I'm the one that signs my name Tavyumi. That's me. That's none of the others sign their name Tavyumi. So, which is interesting. Why didn't he sign his name Mar Bar Avashi? Right? Why does he sign his name Tavyumi? So Tavyumi, the Sefer Yuchsin writes in the name of the Sefer Kabbalah HaChasid, it's quoted in the Masifta, that he kol yom of hayatov li Yisrael, that throughout his day he was considered like a good luck charm for the Jewish people. The Marsha says it's a lashon of Tavyumi, that the day caused him a mazel tov, or call him a tivan lo b'mehera, that someone who they do good for is not b'mehera, that it happens. Whatever it is, Tav Yomi is obviously a nickname relating to Tov and relating to Yom. So he says, I take this as a sign that it must be my time. So come Asa, he went to the city of Mechasya, Ada Asa, and as soon as he got there, Imnu Rabbanan lo osfei l'Rav Achim Yidifti b'reisha. The Chachamim already decided to make Rav Achim Yidifti the Rosh Yeshiva. Kivin the Shami da Asa, but once they heard that Mar Bar Avashi had come to their city, Shadu Zugad Rabbanan l'gabei l'imluche bei. They sent a set of Talmidei Chachamim to take Eitzah from him to whether they in fact should appoint Rav Acha as Rosh Yeshiva. Ikve, so Mar Bar Avashi kept that group of Chachamim who came to seek Eitzah from him. He held them back. Hadu Shadu Zugad Rabbanan achrina. So they sent another set of Chachamim to talk. Ikve gabei. So again, he held them back as well. Adim Malu Be'asara, until he had 10 Talmidei Chachamim in his house talking to him. Kimi the Malu Be'asara Pasuchu V'tanu V'darash. Once he had a minion, he started saying a shir like he was the Rosh Yeshiva. L'fishen Poskim B'kala Pachus Me'asara. The Chacham only begins the drasha in the Kala if there are 10 people there to listen to the shir. Apparently, there's some requirement of Ashras Ashchina in order for the Kala to happen, and Kol Be'asara Shchin Tasharia. So he waited till he had that. So when Rav Acha saw that they weren't appointing him as Rosh Yeshiva, that it was such a delay, Kari Rav Acha Nafshei Kolamarian Lo Lo B'Meherim Mativen Lo, but Kolamativen Lo Lo B'Meherim Marian Lo. That someone who's going through a bad time, that something bad has happened to him, it's not going to turn around so quickly. So apparently it was Nidcha Shaita, and I'm done. You know, it's nothing good is going to happen to me anytime soon. But Kolamativen Lo, it doesn't turn around so badly, so quickly for him, for the bad. So Mar Bar Avashi apparently is going through a good time, and it's apparently not going to change so quickly. Apparently, he is the new Rosh Yeshiva, and it's not going to change. Now, the Gemara Baba Kama quotes a very similar maimer, but a little bit different. The Gemara Baba Kama and Daf Peh Amud Beis quotes the maimer Kolamarin Lo Li Olam Ein Mativen Lo, not Lo B'Mehera. Over here, it says Lo B'Mehera Mativen Lo. So Tosus writes that Rav Acha originally said it the way the Gemara has it over here, that it's not going to change so quickly, because he was still hoping that at some point it would change. But when many, many years went by and it didn't change, so then he said, la'olam, it seems that this is a permanent status. Tinokas mahi, what's this idea that a tinokas, that children have nevua? Ki had the bas Rav Chista, like the story of the daughter, a young daughter of Rav Chista. Havi yasu bekanfei de avua, she was sitting in her father's lap. Havi yasu kamei Rava v'Rami Bar Chama. And Rava and Rami Bar Chama were sitting in front of the Rebbe, and she's sitting in her father's lap. Amar la. So Rav Chista asked his daughter, man minayu bois, which one of these two do you want? Which one do you want to marry? Amar le, travayu. She said, I like to marry both of them. She was a little kid who was joking around, she didn't know. So Amar Rava va'ana basra. When Rava heard that, he said, I'd like to be the last one, meaning he knew that it was going to come true, but the only way that it's going to happen is if one of them dies first, so I'll be your second husband. So that was, in fact, that's what happened. So the Marsha says, that's not nice of Rava at all, meaning Rava and Rami Bar Chama are right next to each other, so he's saying that Rami Bar Chama should die. So Marsha says, Chalila, that Rava was Mekal Rami Bar Chama, that he should die before him. No, what he meant was they should get divorced, and then he'll marry. Okay, still not great. Whereas Rami Bar Chama was choshesh for Rabbi Akiva's shitam psachim daf kuf yud beis lo savashal b'kedera shabishal b'chavercha, that it's better, first marriage is always a better matzav to put yourself in than a second marriage, meaning if the first husband is still alive, so Rabbi Akiva held that it's better to avoid marrying the ex-wife of a husband who's still alive. So that's why Rabbi Bar Chama didn't want to say anything. He didn't want to jump the gun and say, I'll be the second husband, because he didn't want to curse Rabbi that he should die. And nor did he want to be married to someone whose first husband was still alive. But Rava was not so concerned about that statement of Rabbi Akiva in Maseches Pesachim. Amar Rabbi Avdimi Demin Chefa. Again, another statement of Rabbi Avdimi Demin Chefa. Kodem Sheyochal Adam V'Yishta Yeshlo Shtei Levavos. Before a person eats and drinks, he has two hearts, which means he's not. He doesn't have a sense of shleimus. He doesn't have a sense of tranquility, of peace. So sounds like you're not able to function really with two hearts. That's how Rashi seems to understand. However, there are a number of Achronim, the Maral, the Marsha, that understand the opposite. That when you don't eat, it's a shevach, it's a maila. Having two hearts meaning you have greater capacity for your heart. So the Maral explains achila and shtia is mevalbel the seichel. It ruins a person's intellect. So before a person eats and drinks, he has a seichel zach v'naki. He's removed a little bit from gashmius. So two hearts is libel shalem. So the exact opposite of Rashi. But anyway, before a person eats and drinks, whatever it means, he has two hearts. La'achar shochel v'shosa einu ela lev echad. Once he eats and drinks, he only has one heart. The way Rashi understands, he has a libel shalem. He has a sense of tranquility, a sense of shlemus. The way the Maral understands, no, he's much more limited once he's eaten and drinking. Shenemar ish Navuv Yilavev Uksiv, and the pasuk says about the making of the mizbech Navuv Luchos Umetargaminon Chalil Luchin, that the Luchos were Eitzim on all sides, and in the middle was hollow. So we see that the word Navuv means hollow. So here as well by Eov, Ish Navuv means that his stomach was hollow, meaning there was nothing inside his stomach, and that's what we call him Yilevav, that he had multiple levavos. Dafka, when his stomach was hollow, when there was nothing inside his stomach, that's when he had multiple levavos. Amar Rav Huna Breda Vishua, Haragil v'yayin afilu libo atum kibesula yayin mefakcho. If a person is used to drinking wine, even if his heart is closed off like a besula, that he's unable to understand things, wine will open up his heart. Shenemar v'tirosh yinoviv besulos. Wine will cause a person's heart to change, and will even though he was hollow previously, now will be able to understand things through wine. This is one of the milos, one of the qualities of wine. Wine is, throughout Shas, sometimes very good qualities and sometimes very bad qualities, because it's all true. It can be a source of simcha, it could be a source of, the Gemara tells us, nichma velim, it's lo nivra yayin ela lenachim ba'as velim, but it could also be a source of sin, it could also be, right, that's yazir atzmo min yayin, aro sotu b'kukul yazir atzmo min yayin, because yayin causes promiscuity. So one has to drink responsibly. One has to know the power of yayin. Amar Rav Huna bar Yehoshua, pshita chelik b'char v'chelik pashut. We're going back to dividing an estate. If you have a b'char and a pashut, so the two portions that the b'char takes in the Yerusha of the father, aside from everyone else, gets one portion. Yavinu le'achad mitzra. His chelik b'char and chelik pashut should be neighboring to each other. So yavam, but someone who marries his brother's his deceased brother's wife, who gets the portion of his brother Mai, do we have to give him his portion on Achad Metzra? Does he have to get a neighboring area? Amar Abai Hihi. Abai says it should be the same. My time a Bechor Kar Yerachmana, because the Torah calls him a Bechor. Rava Amar Rava says no. Amar Krav Vahaya HaBechor Haviyaso KeBechor Vein Chalukaso KeBechor, that his din is like a Bechor, namely that he gets two portions, but the Chaluka is not like a Bechor. There was a guy that bought land next to the gvul of his father's field, and then his father died. Kikapalgu amalu pligulia mitzrayi. When the brothers were dividing the estate, he said, "I like the part of the estate that's closest to the field that I already own." So Amarav Gonzer kofen al midas dom. That's a midas dom. Why not give him that portion of the field? So Maskar of Yosef Ami leachi malina leiluya kinichse debe bar marion vilchak Rav Yosef. That we prefer that part of the estate. We consider that the most meshubach part of the estate. Why should we give it to you? We're not interested in giving it to you. And the halacha is like Rav Yosef, that they're able to say, you can't force the brothers to give them that estate. You can't force Dina de Bar Metzah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Trey Arasa, a Trey Nagri.